Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, September the 7th of 2021. And I'm your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's great to be with you tonight. Hope everyone had a nice Labor Day weekend. As we are now unofficially in the fall season. I know, unofficially. Astronomically we still have like 2 weeks of summer. But in my mind, after Labor Day, you're basically in fall. And in case you're wondering, well, Miracle Man, would you say it's the elephant in the room? No. I wouldn't take it that far. But obviously, we can't ignore it. Season-wise, fall is just about here. And maybe we needed a storm warning to tell us that because we had different front coming in. Do you think maybe that storm was trying to tell us something? To try to remind us that fall is coming. Maybe to try to remind us, even though some of us, like myself, might wish for that ultimate time machine where you can have control over time and you can just push it back to, like, late June to restart the summer. Oh, but wait a minute. There's a problem. Problem is, football season already started at the high school level, and Labor Day already happened. So, there's no going back. Nope. And then, fall is here. Just about whether we want it, don't want it. Because, you know, once football starts, I don't want it to end like the next week. And we are going to have a rare session of Football Central tonight because I have games to talk about at the high school and the college level. And so we will have that because we did not have our show last night due to it being Labor Day, which was nice. I went to a nice beach that's by my mom's house that I had not been to before. And I personally like this beach quite a bit. There are some cool things about it that I personally enjoy a lot. And so that was nice. And so, yeah, it was nice. Hope everyone got to spend some time with some family over the holiday weekend, those that they love. I really hope so. and as a way to have the unofficial end of summer. And so, yeah, in my mind it was a pretty good weekend. And so, let me think here. So, when I look back, I'll do that in another time. But, you know, folks, we live in a world where not everything is going to go the way you think it is. That's just the way it works. And I don't necessarily think you need even ball scores to tell you that. Because even with a couple of the high school games this past weekend, there was a couple of things that surprised me a little bit. And so no matter how uncertain things may be, and I don't necessarily mean that as a bad thing, I just mean life isn't exactly filled with tons and tons and tons of guarantees. No, it's not. But one thing's for sure, God's promises for us, his children, are yes and amen. And his promises are that. They're promises. Meaning that for his children, they will come to pass. Of course, as long as you keep his word, do what he says, you know, if you follow his commandments, then you can have his benefits and his promises for your life. And he promises to bless you. He promises to give you hope in a future. He promises those things for his children. And so that's just something to find hope in, that, you know, that all the promises of God are, in fact, yes, and amen, and that we can have freedom, we can have deliverance, we can have all these different things that we ask him for. course, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. And so, imagine if every one of you listeners want a soul for Jesus. And then let's just say they each end up winning a soul. Just imagine that domino effect that could be felt. If every one of those people just all win a soul, and if it just kept spilling over, like you win a soul, the soul you win later wins a soul, that person later wins a soul, that the next one wins a soul. I'm not saying each person should only ever win one soul. No. But that could just be for one of the souls that you won. Because after all, the only thing we can take with us to heaven is people. No, not donuts, not your house, not, you know, your money, not your jewelry, not, you know, not all that. I'm sure there'll be, you know, sweets in heaven and different things like that. But money, I don't think we're going to need that in heaven. Nope, we won't need money in heaven. In our heavenly body, won't need no upkeep. Won't need to keep doing your hair and makeup every 10 minutes. I mean, every day. Some of us guys, we won't get a 5 o'clock shadow 2 minutes after we shaved. And so that's what we can take with us to heaven. That's it, is people. And so I want to encourage you, those of you who know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, tell someone about Jesus. Take a minute, tell somebody. You know, because he brings hope, life, deliverance. And you can tell him, you know, you can ask him into your life right now. And, of course, asking him into your life is painless. In fact, it takes pain away. Takes pain away. And that's one of the things I love about Dr. Rodney Howard Brown is his emphasis on souls and getting people mobilized to win souls for Jesus. That's a goal that he has had, to win 100 million souls for Jesus. When he lost his daughter in his arms on Christmas morning in 2002, he made a promise to God that he would win 100 million souls for Jesus doing everything he does, and his church having 100 million souls and $1 billion into world missions. That's what he said it would cost the devil. Think about that. 100 million souls. In the U.S., we have a little bit over, in the U.S., we have a little over 300 and some million people. So that'd be like a little bit under 1 in 3 to 1 in 4 of our people. But that's like combined all around the world. And so with it being the last of the last days and the stuff that I read you about, we were together last week, you know, souls are important. And we got to all realize, we don't know when the rapture is going to happen. Only God knows. And Jesus is not going to say, next Sunday night at 11:59 p.m., I'm going to send my angels, they're going to blow the trumpet, and all you are going to hear it. And I want y'all to look good and be ready. Nope. It's going to be at an hour when we don't expect it. That's why we have to be ready. But he's not going to tell us right before he comes. You'll see it in the signs of the times. And with the signs of the times, you know we're getting close. Who knows? Will it be a week, a month, a year? Will it be 10 years? Will it be 20 years? Will it be, who knows? We just know that we're getting closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. Dr. Barclay even explained this on a Sunday. And he even said that Dr. Sutton had basically said that we are basically on borrowed time. Over the years, in the past, even back in 2004, 17 years ago, there were theologians say that were shocked that we were still here. I'm serious. And that was 17 years ago. So just over half of my lifetime ago. So but, you know, we trust in God. And what we do is we occupy until he comes. Occupy. You know, live on the earth, be fruitful, multiply, have your children. And all the stuff that Christians are supposed to do. And I know you listeners can hear that sunny weather. Oh, no, that's not fun. Nope. Welcome to Michigan. In 5 minutes, the new weather will be upon us. Just in case you're wondering if you could hear that noise outside, listeners, what it was. But it's nothing to be afraid of. But of course, everyone needs to realize, you know, we're getting close. And you're seeing the signs taking place before your eyes. And no, this is not an eschatology class. That was just eschatology, in case you're wondering. That is the study of end time things. So just sharing my heart with you for a couple minutes. All right. Three quick things. The first thing I want to bring to your attention is the Ministry of Helps Conference. This is a conference that takes place every year at Living Word Church, Mark Barclay Ministries, 2010 Stark Road. This will be happening next week, Tuesday through Friday. Tuesday night through Friday night, 2010 North Stark Road, 1 mile north of US 10 here in Midland. Ministry of Helps is a very important aspect of the church. It's sort of what helps the church run. And Ministry of Helps can be things like ushers, you know, music team, armor bearers for pastor, children's church workers and teachers, door greeters, camera people, all different kinds of things. And it will all be discussed next week. You can find out more information about this by going online to marktbarclay.com. That being said, there will not be a show on Tuesday night or Wednesday night of next week. There might be one Tuesday and maybe Wednesday, but it might be earlier. I'll have to see. Because I love doing Football Central with you guys. And, of course, the word and everything else. And so we'll just see. That was a program. That was, one, an encouragement for you to check it out, and, secondly, a programming note. Now our regular two announcements. First of all, I want to remind you about our book, Rivers of Miracles. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about our book. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life and how great God has been to my family. Talks about different things that I went through, but it talks about the faithfulness of God. Let's talk about the faithfulness of God. More so than like the different things that I went through and all the different medical things and all that. But God has been so faithful. Yes, he has. And I thank the Lord for that all the time. Because he really is faithful. Amen. And the other thing I want to mention to you is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com, and in the search bar, you type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that name is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. So after you've typed that in, you can, yeah, after you type that in, Rivers Shukla, you can choose the amount you want to give and sow your seed. And when you sow your seed, God sees that when you sow your seed into something like this. And every time I get notified that a seed was sown, I pray for that seed. Yes, I do. The verse I want to sow into your life is, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Amen and amen and amen. And that's something that we can stand on tonight. Now we're going to get into the word of the Lord, and then we're going to sing, get into the word of the Lord, and then we're going to have our football central tonight. Because not only do I have the games from this past weekend, but also Lions preview. Wait, I'll do Lions preview tomorrow night. We're going to sing first, and for the next while, I want to encourage you to just be a part. As I sing, you sing. I pray, you pray. As I study the word, you know, you follow along. Whatever I do here, you do there. Be a part. Don't just sit there and be spectator. Participate. Amen. And so, let me see here. Your praise is always on my lips, and I will in my heart, and I will praise you with this song. My soul will bless you, Lord. My hope, it comes from you, Lord. My hope, my heart, and my salvation. His praise is always on my lips. His praise is living in my heart. And I will praise you with this song. My soul will bless you, Lord. When I am weak, you make me strong. When I'm poor, you know I'm rich with the power of your hands. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Praise is always on my lips. And Your word is living in my heart, and I will praise you with a new song. My soul will bless you, Lord. Your praise is always on my lips. Your word is living in my heart, and I will praise you with a song. My soul will bless you, Lord. When I am weak, you make me strong. When I'm poor, you know I'm rich, 'cause with the power of your hand, all things are possible. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My shelter, my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every prayer, all that I am, never cease to worship you, Lord. Shout to the Lord of the earth. Let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I'll sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I am in you. Gonna knock it down. I think it's a better piece. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My shelter, my comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every prayer, all that I am, never cease to worship you, Lord. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down at the seas, we'll roar at the sound of your name. I'll sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us see. Power and majesty, praise to our King. Mountains bow down at the seas, we'll roar at the sound of your name. I'll sing for joy at the work of your hand. Forever I love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. 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 Nothing but your presence, nothing but your glory, nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heartbeat, be consumed with your desire, set ablaze, oh my God, with your holy fire. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. Nothing but your presence, nothing but your glory, nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heartbeat, be consumed with your desire, set ablaze, oh my God, with your holy fire. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. Nothing but your presence. Nothing but your glory. Nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heartbeat. Be consumed with your desire. Set ablaze, oh my God, with your holy fire. All I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. 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 I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you are on our side. You are going before us. You are, Lord God. You are hemming us in. I thank you, Master, that you are making us into what you want us to be for you, through you. That you are just molding us. You're teaching us. You're helping us. Changing us. Enabling us, Master, to be what you want us to be. For all the ways that you're just strengthening us, that you're just working on us, teaching us, leading, guiding, just all the ways that you are just helping us so much. Thank you, Master, for all that. Thank you, Father God, that I trust in you more than I trust in anything else. Thank you that that would be us, that we would trust in you. Some trust in horses, others trust in chariots. Excuse me, not chariots. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but I put my trust in the Lord my God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that. That I put my trust in you and for what you mean to me. And now, Lord, I make my, I just thank you that you meet every need that is represented on this program tonight. Every need of every listener, that you just meet those needs that are represented tonight. And I thank you that as we study your word, that you'll reveal yourself in a way that we can't comprehend. But we know it's you. And now, Father, I'll make my confession over this show. I'll make my confession. I pray that finances come into this program, that sponsors come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, O God, as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen and amen. Let's make our confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the word says I have. And I can do what the word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Proverbs 26. Amen. Proverbs 26. And we'll just see what the Lord has for us for tonight. Hallelujah. Proverbs 26. I'm going to begin with verse 1. Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undesired curse does not come to rest. A whip of the horse, a halter of the donkey, and a rod of the backs of fools. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself. Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Like cutting off one's feet or drinking violence is the sending of a message to the hand of a fool. Like a lame man's legs that hang limp is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Like a door bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. An archer who wounds at random is he who gives a fool or any passerby. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard says, there is a lion in the road. a fierce lion roaming the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who answer discreetly. Like one who seizes a dog by the ears, the passerby who meddles in a quarrel not his own. Like a madman shooting firebrands or deadly arrows is a man who deceives his neighbor and says, "I was only joking." Without wood, a fire goes out. Without gospel, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal desembers, and as wood to fire, so is a quarrels man for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts, like a coating of glaze over earthenware. Are fervent lips with an evil heart. A malicious man disguises himself with his lips, but in his heart he harbors deceit. Though his speech is charming, do not believe him. There are seven abominations fill his heart. His malice may be concealed by deception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. If a man digs a pit, he will fall into it himself. If a man rolls a stone, it will roll back on him. A lying tongue hates those that it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Chapter 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what day may bring forth. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth. Someone else, you, not your own lips. Stone is heavy, and sand is a burden, but provocation to a fool is heavier than both. Anger is cruel, and fury is overwhelming. But who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. He who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. Like a bird that strays from its nest is a man who strays from his home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend and the friend of your father. And do not go to your brother's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Be wise, my son. Bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent see danger and they take refuge, but the simple keep going and they suffer for it. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if he does it for a wayward donkey. If a man loudly blesses his neighbor early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. A quarrel's wife is like a constant gripping on a rainy day. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil of the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. He who tends a fig tree will eat its fruit, and he who looks after his master will be honored. As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. Death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are the eyes of man. The crucible for silver and the furnace of gold. But man is tested by the praise that he receives. Though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding him like grain with a pestle, you will not remove his folly from him. Be sure that you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. For riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secure for all generations. When the hay is removed and new growth appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats of the price of a field. You will have plenty of goats' milk to feed you and your family. Servant. So, what you see here is, folks, iron sharpens iron. Excuse me, I said iron sharpens iron. Nothing else can sharpen it the way it does. And, you know, some people, you know, need to be built up. And it's up to us to build each other up, not be putting each other down, gossiping against each other, talking behind each other's backs. And talebearing against one another. Oh, did you hear what so-and-so said? Yeah, he blah, 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 and he la 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 and I blah, 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 blah. Folks, if you're gossiping, you're not doing yourself a favor. You're hurting yourself in the eyes of God. If you think that gossiping, talebearing, talking against each other is helping yourself, if you think it's helping yourself, then, well, I don't know what to tell you. But and also, you know, maybe some of you who do that, maybe you don't know that you're doing it. Maybe you just think, well, I'm just, you know, talking. But when you're talking against somebody, and you're like trying to put them down, that is not good. That is not godly. It's not Christ-like to be putting down each other or putting down other people on purpose. The Bible calls that malicious gossiping. And it's not good for malicious gossipers. No, it's not. And if you do that, you're like a fool. And a lot of what we read today was talking about how fools are and how the sluggard is and how these certain people are. And the sluggard might say, you know, there's this certain animal on the road, and they might do what they do, and then they just... You know, I'm happy I'm not one of those. I'm happy to be saved. I'm happy to have Jesus on my side, going before him, going before me, hemming me in. I'm so grateful to Jesus that I am white, I'm blood washed. Sorry, whitewashed. No, I didn't mean it like that. But that is what my mom tries to do to me whenever I try to sit in the sun and try to take sun from her, like at the beach yesterday or on the chair yesterday at her house. I don't know why I was thinking whitewashed. I'm sorry, blood washed, blood bought by Jesus, shed his blood for us. died for us on that cross, so we could be free, not so we could be bound by all these things. Jesus died so we could live, so we could be free, not be bound by all these different things that try to get in the way. You know, things that we shouldn't be given to. God, so we could be free. Yeah. And so we need not lose heart. We should always be trusting in our Lord Jesus, who is the way maker. He is the one who makes the way for us where it seems to be no way. Yes, he is. But we have to come before him with clean hands and a pure heart. Not dirty hands and a heart that's not pure. And that's why, you know, we have to pay attention to who we're listening to. We listen to, make sure that they're right, make sure that they're not trying to influence us in the wrong way. Because whoever you're with is who you will sound like. It's a fact. It's not something that the miracle man just made up. It's the truth. Like it or lump it. If you don't like it, well, sorry, I just tried to tell the truth. And not everybody always likes the truth, but needs to be said. And so it even said, you know, that sometimes the lying tongue may not realize who he's hurting. But turns out he does hurt someone with his mouth. The Bible says that life and death are in the power of our tongue. That is why we have to watch what we say with our mouth. And keep a guard on it. Make sure that we don't use it to offend people. And if we do it by mistake, we should always ask for forgiveness. And not just think, oh, well, it's nothing. Because you could say some things and some people could feel really hurt by them. They could feel very hurt. Yeah, they could feel hurt. But that's why we ask God to help us with our mouth. Because when we have God help us, works out a whole lot better for us when we ask him to help us and don't just rely on ourselves. to do it for us. But we trust and believe in him, knowing that he will do what he said in his word. As opposed to just trusting in, you know. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that we would just pay attention to what we say and to what that we would not be gossipers, talebearers, those who try to hurt others by the words of their mouth on purpose. Well, these people that are just so malicious and so deceitful, pray that we would not become like that. And those of us who are like that, I pray that we would repent of that right now. And that we would put this word into practice in our own lives tonight. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. All right. Let's have some Football Central time. By the way, Football Central is brought to you by your local Dairy Queen, where you can go to your local Dairy Queen and find the amazing flavors of fall, including pumpkin pie. And Zianna loves pumpkin stuff, right? Z, don't you love stuff that's pumpkin flavored? Have you had the pumpkin pie blizzard from BQ? Does that sound delicious? Oh, well, you can go to, soon you'll be able to go to your local Dairy Queen and find the amazing pumpkin pie blizzard and other delicious flavors. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra items may vary by location and region. See store for details. Let's start with some local football. Midland Dow beat Flint Common Ainsworth on Thursday night, 29-0. As you had two undefeated teams going at it. By undefeated, I'm at 1-0. Teams going at it. And Dow happened to be the better team. Dow wins that game 29-0. This week, Dow hosts Grand Blanc at Midland Community Stadium on Friday evening, 7 p.m., at a game that I will be at, as it'll be my first look at Dow. Midland High suffered a 49-28 loss to Lapeer. Has the Lightning proved to be too much for the Chemics? As the Lightning was quick to run the ball down the field at first, you know, scored a touchdown first possession, forced a Midland punt. Lapeer goes back down the field, but then turns it over and down, and Midland gets it back. Lapeer gets the ball back, scores again, 14-0. Midland scores Lapeer. Then the defense holds Lapeer. Then Midland's defense holds Lapeer. Then Midland ties it up 14-14. We've got a ball game, we think. But then Lapeer just pulls in a rolls on from there to 49-28 win. As their running back, Mr. McKenna, put up over 200 yards, five touchdowns. They racked up over 300 rushing yards. Coach Eric Mettner said that nothing in practice that they had seen could have prepared us for McKenna's running. I had thought that Midland was going to beat Lapeer, but I figured that it would be very close. Midland shot themselves in the foot with penalties. I was sitting in that stadium, and it was funny. A couple of times I had said, come on, Kemick, stop Lapeer. No more. But then we'd give up a play. But then a couple of times when Midland had the ball, I'd say certain things and it would work. Like I said at one point to Midland, I said, come on, Kemick, don't shoot yourselves in the foot. Quit shooting yourselves in the foot. Next play. Quarterback pass. Wide open receiver. Caught. Touchdown, Kemick. It's amazing when you try to be, try to encourage from your seat. Try to be like the coach or whatever. I wasn't exactly calling plays, but I was saying things like, don't shoot yourself in the foot. Meaning, don't get a big penalty. Find a way to read that defense. And if you're the quarterback, throw that ball. Next for Midland is a road game in Flint Township to take on Carmen Ainsworth on Friday. Coach Eric Mettner wants to see Midland try to run the ball more, too, so we can have a more balanced attack. If you can have a more balanced attack, it can help you in those situations where that defense really tries to stop the pass, but they might not be as good as stopping the run. This way you're more versatile. This way you're more able to do, to get through. Dower, for Midland's part, they are now 0-2. And need to get moving. Midland still has some tough games left to go on that schedule, including Bay City Western, who is actually pretty tough. Folks, Bay City Western, in their first 2 weeks of play, have put up over 120 points. They put up 60 points per game in both of their victories. So, though the next 2 weeks might be somewhat easy for Midland, not necessarily after that, because then they gotta in no particular order, Mount Pleasant, Bay City Western, Saginaw Heritage, Davison, Valhalla. Four of those, other than Heritage, could very much go either way at this point. Davison, that's a team who started, who last year were undefeated all the way to the state final game, but then they lost to West Bloomfield 41-0. They've lost both of their games since then. Including a close game to a very good Clarkston team. So let's move on from the high school. Let's go to some college stuff. We'll start with the first big college football game that was talked about. You had that team to the south in Minnesota taking on the Golden Gophers. At one point at halftime, it was Minnesota 28, that team to the south 10. But then that team to the south got on a roll, doing all these fast strikes. They end up winning that game 48-25. Minnesota loses their very great running back for the season to an injury. Now that team to the south, aka the Bucks, must now face Oregon in Columbus this coming Saturday at noon. So why'd you talk about that team to the south first week? Well, because that was a key game opening weekend of college football. Northwestern Michigan State. Michigan State actually played a pretty good game. They won that game 30-13. I was unsure how that was going to be. Michigan did not look like that team that was going to go 5-7. 4-8, 3-9. Do I think they'll run the table and go undefeated? No. But they're better than what some people, including myself, thought they were. I did think they were going to win the ball game, however. And they did do that. They won the ball game 28-13. Michigan, big house, past Saturday. Michigan versus Western Michigan. Michigan wins that game 42-10. Their best receiver on the entire team, who had been such a playmaker the last 2 years, and even in the first game, well, he's done playing for Michigan with a torn ACL. So that makes it a little bit tougher on Michigan. Other receivers will have to step up to the plate. Maybe it might be that maybe they have to start running the football a bit more. And for those of you who are wondering, well, Mr. Miracle Man, how does the effects of what happened this weekend in college football, how does that factor in into who's going to win the Big Ten? Well, that was only the first weekend. Time will tell. We'll have to see what happens health-wise. We'll have to see what happens otherwise and with these teams. By health, what I mean is as far as teams staying healthy as far as injuries are concerned. You saw that, like I said, you saw that Minnesota could be a threat. I think Wisconsin is also a threat. Indiana not quite what they were the last couple of years. I think Michigan could be better than what they were last year. I think that team to the South does have a chance to run the table again, but we'll have to wait and see. Until next time, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.